1776.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I hope this broadcast finds you well as you are midweek, baby. Hump day. Gotta love it. It's my favorite day of the week. Because you have a couple days under your belt from the work week. And you can see off in a distance, not too far, the weekend. I'm broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Very fun trip for me to be here with my family. And also for a personal reason, that somebody that I've talked about on the air before. And I'll jump to that a little bit later on this show. But I was hoping to coordinate it with a shuttle launch, but because of all the delays with NASA, we were going to try to broadcast America Tonight live, but from possibly one of the launches. But there's been nothing but delays and problems and some of the maneuvering, so much so that the end of the shuttle program has now been pushed to February of 2011, so perhaps we'll still have a chance to do it, but not this trip as we had planned to try to do. Speaking of planning and trying, that part's all over when it comes to what's happened now in the Gulf of Mexico and the oil spill. The amount of oil that spilled, you know, that guesstimate, that number fluctuates depending on who you're talking to. But BP tried to cut off the gusher by pumping mud. So this is that whole relief well thing, or what they call the static kill. And this is the operation that will pretty much kill it all. That's how I'm describing it in their own words. Seal off what has been now our biggest offshore oil leak in our history, in the United States history, by forcing mud down. It's such an easy process to understand because we've heard about it for 4 months now. You force mud down the throat pretty much of the blown out well, and that's called bullheading. If it works, bravo, it's over with, and now it's more about getting the Gulf back on its feet, Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama, because I think I talked about this with somebody in real estate, perhaps it was last week, here on these airwaves. The home prices and some in the Gulf region have really taken a kick in the rear end, not to mention the livelihoods. So there's still going to have to be time to play catch up there. And then the wetlands, of course, we're concerned about because how destroyed are they? And of course, the tar balls and some of the beaches and that whole thing. But that's more about the cleanup. This, at least, would mean that the gusher has completely been shut down. So now we have new names to talk about when it comes to BP. Remember, Kent Wells is the new face in front of the microphones. Here's what he said about the test and the spill.
The injectivity test was textbook. It went exactly as we would have expected.
All right, and that's the good news. If they're saying it's exactly as we would have expected and what they would call textbook, I would say that there's some sure signs that this is finally almost over. I mean, 100-plus days. It seemed like that's all we could do was we talked to chefs, we talked to other restaurateurs, we talked to people in the hotel business, we talked to some fishermen, and it was it certainly was and is an ugly scene for many, many people. But at least Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, doesn't have the dark circles under his eyes anymore. It seemed like that guy was never, never sleeping. All right, we're going to switch gears and talk about something else that I know has been on the minds of a lot of you because I've received so many emails. In fact, when I went through the box today, I lost count, but I think it was up to at least 22. 22, no joke, talking about this push on the 14th Amendment. And when I'm talking about the push on the 14th Amendment, specifically what I'm talking about is anchor babies. And if there's an end to the anchor babies, you would have to change the 14th Amendment. It would have to be reconsidered. How tough would it be to repeal the amendment? You would need two-thirds majority in Congress, and three-fourths of the state. So a lot of people would have to agree to this, but there is a push to do that very same, to do that very thing. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky has been one of the lead guys on this. He's supporting holding hearings on the amendment right. He's emphasizing that Washington's immigration focus, though, has to stay on the border. See, this is the thing. It's a sticky issue, and stepping around it, depending on who the constituents are, is pretty much what the politicians are doing. Senators that agree include McCain and John Kyle. That's not a surprise because they're in Arizona. Alabama's Jeff Sessions agrees, and he's the top dog, the top Republican anyway. On the Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham has really pushed on this. He's been one of the lead guys, and he says that this has, he's one of the people that's saying, listen, this has to end, specifically pointing out that what we obviously know when you look at the numbers, almost 4 million, and that's just, this is just a loose number, and this is a number from the Pew Hispanic Center. They think that as of 2008, that there were close to 4 million illegal immigrants in the country whose kids are U.S. citizens. Now, if you want to go way back and do a little history here, the 14th Amendment was adopted back in 1868. It was in the aftermath of the Civil War. And the idea was citizenship to people born or naturalized in the United States. And I think the real part of this, the real thrust of this then was for the slaves, because it included the recently freed slaves who fought in the Civil War. Now you're going to go back on this and look at it and try to do battle with it in a probably in a courtroom. It would have to be, I think it would have to end up in a courtroom, I'm assuming. But regardless, you still have to have the votes. Let's just take it from that point of view. And McConnell actually didn't endorse Lindsey Graham's call for repealing citizenship rights for children of illegals. In fact, declining questions even, suggesting that he would look into reports of businesses that help immigrants arrange to have babies in the United States in order to win their kids U.S. citizenship. So I see he's being careful there, too, and that's part of the heart of this issue, is how many people are coming into the country just to have the kids and get that citizenship for them, right? For example, you know, it's not always Mexico. We're always talking about Mexico, but you could go even deeper than that. You could let's say Brazil. So somebody flies in from Brazil, and this is what people truly believe is happening. They have a kid, and then they fly back home with the child, and then the kid is an American citizen. But I'm not, how much is that happening? I think really it's more about people that come up, have the children, and then are able to educate the kids, get on the health services, etc., and actually be a drag on many of the hospitals in the United States, particularly in those border states. So 14th Amendment, what do you think? Up in flames or too hot to handle? We'll talk about that next. 800-259-6791.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% 20% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 3rd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1188.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.20.02, $6.10.01 for a half ounce, or $3.05.01 for the quarter ounce. That's $12.20.02, $6.10.01, and $3.05.01.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade, the purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and health and weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flax seeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door.
Some Republican senators want to strike down the birthright citizenship law. It's a good fair or foul question. Oh, I just know that somewhere listening to us, Don in Wyoming is chomping at the bit on this issue, the whole anchor baby thing. Even Stu in Kentucky, we've talked about that a lot as well, is what's happened in Kentucky and where the resources have gone. But this isn't by any stretch of the imagination a layup. To strike that down, if you go back to initially what the 14th Amendment was and what I believe would have to happen, you got to have the numbers, baby. So that means, what did I say, 2/3 majority in Congress and 3/4 of the states. And changing the Constitution, I mean, that's pretty significant, but the push is on to be aggressive about this, and Lindsey Graham is leading the charge, but how many others are really going to jump on his coattails and ride along when push comes to shove? I'm not so sure about that, but fair or foul, do you think that needs to be changed, that we should see the Constitution altered so that citizenship law could be revoked? And I have to think that there would be a lot of people that would step forward and say, whoa, not so fast. And here's why. Because don't lump me into a category of someone who you say flies in and does this and takes advantage. That wasn't the case of what happened with me and my family. And I think that, ultimately, it goes back to the same thing, the game of politics. If you look at the machine, it is all about where the seats are up. And you have all the House seats up. You have 37 Senate seats up for grabs. And governors, 37 possibilities. So anything that would be considered radioactive, and immigration is one of them, is pretty much like a spider web. You know, when the spider tries to avoid the broom, so they move around the web and they become as elusive as possible, coming out when it's necessary to spin some more, but going into the shadows when they can, when the spider can. That's like the politicians, where when it comes, when push comes to shove, it's better to spin and weave than to get too far in front of something. Graham knows that he probably has a leg to stand on when it comes to South Carolina, and he's not in a position anyway. But there are, and the same could be said of McCain, who's pushing on a whole bunch of things because of what's happened in Arizona, and the same thing with Kyle. There's no danger there either. But there are certainly others who might find themselves precariously on a seesaw where they don't want to be, of voters who get wind of, okay, you want to trash this citizenship birthright, the birthright citizenship law, and we're going to pretty much trash you when it comes to voting on election day. And that's, you know, 90 some days out. Whew, hard to believe that November, 90 some days out before we actually go and vote. Mark in New York, you have the floor. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I will take the floor.
Very good.
Very much. I'm going from memory here. You know, I'm not a historian. I am not a constitutional scholar. We've had this argument, we've spoken about this over and over and over again.
Yep.
The citizens of Arizona are trying to protect themselves. There's a bounty on Arpaio's head. Sheriff Babu has declared that the federal government is the enemy of the people of Arizona in this case. I just wanted to bring those out. I'm sure you folks know about what's going on. As far as the 14th Amendment, we better tread lightly as far as trying to repeal any portions of it, because the anti-gunners have made a point that, yes, the Second Amendment confers an individual right, but now let's repeal the Second Amendment. Alan Dershowitz, Cass Sunstein, and all these other scholars have, and some elites from the liberal left have made that argument. Let's repeal the Second Amendment. So if you go appealing portions of the 14th, be prepared that they will use that argument against you. So that's just one incident. And you say, well, what the hell is this guy
doing? All right, so you think if you go after the birthright, and if you start to mess with the Constitution, the controversy over the birthright, and that opens the door for, all right, so we're going to make our challenge. Right. You want to challenge children born to illegals and say they shouldn't be citizens? Got you back. We're going to go after the guns.
And I just was making a point. I make this point on CNN. There was a historian, and they were making a point that when the Senate ratified or discussed the in the records of the 14th Amendment, they said they were worried about Chinese immigration taking over California, and I'm sure maybe Irish immigration. That's the argument they make. But eminent scholars, Second Amendment scholars, I have to bring this up because they know what the hell they're talking about. They looked at the Constitution back and forth.
Right.
David Coppell, who writes for the NRA, a fellow named Alan Gura, who argued the recent Second Amendment cases, and other scholars have said it was preeminently to give the children of freed black slaves the right to due process, to every right of the Constitution, including the right to keep and bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
So this CNN could put all the scholars up that they want. It's very similar to what we're making as a Supreme Court argument. There was a collective right, a state militia right for Second Amendment, but the argument that stood, even though it was 5-4, was the individual right. You can put up all the historians you want, but if you look at the research, the other argument is it was basically, when you look at the Senate, they said, look, when they ratified the 14th Amendment, we have to somehow atone for this monstrosity of slavery. This is for the children of freed black slaves. That's the truth. That was the preeminent reason they did it. And also, they always leave out, oh, we have to give them access to full access to the Constitution on the due process, including the right to keep and bear arms to defend themselves. They leave that part out. The point I'm trying to make is they're trying to skew the issue here as far as what the 14th Amendment's about. And you have to go back to a court case. I don't have the name, but I'll get it for you. In 1982, it was a court case that extended the 14th Amendment clause of the children of immigrants. That was not a part of the 14th Amendment when it was ratified. That was a court case in 1982. I don't have the name, but this is what they're doing. So they're lying to you. We are the only country in the world that allows people to come here and do this. And the time is ripe to reassess the court case and make the argument, look, we've got... Look, even if we didn't repeal that, I don't know how many people are coming and dropping kids. We've got just I'm not even going to apologize because our side always apologize for what we talk about, like we're racist or this or that.
Sure.
We've got criminals and murderers coming across that border. They murdered Robert Krenz, the ranch. They set up car bombs in Mexico. That's coming here. What is it going to take before you people realize that eventually a sovereign nation has to shut the door, but the people that are making decisions don't want to shut the door. They want this country just taken apart at the seams. And let's not forget, without going on too far, that Elena Kagan's nomination is coming up, and this broad believes exactly what the people on CNN and the rest of those other globalist judges believe, that our language should falter, our culture should falter, and that we should open the door to everybody and everyone. Between 25 and 65, and prior to that, thank God, because people say, well, your parents were immigrants. They came here to Ellis Island. But Ted Kennedy, on October 5th in 1965, they passed the Immigration Reform Act, and they opened the door to everybody because they knew that with the assistance from others, big thinkers, how to bring the country down, and it's coming to fruition. Now, after I've said all that, I don't know how to wrap it up except to say that people need to realize it. Stop apologizing for your country. You don't have to apologize.
And I agree. And stand up for what you think instead of worrying about backtracking of how it appears of what you say and constantly apologizing. It makes perfect sense to me.
And one other thing, I heard this, some other talks, some immigration person made this comment. We can secure the 38th parallel in Korea. We can secure Afghanistan. We can secure the borders of Iraq. And we can't secure our own border. This is a freaking farce. And if they don't want a civil war, I'm sorry, I just said it, then they better just wake up. And let me just, they're going to set up a false flag. Okay, somebody is going to murder some innocent illegals, and they're going to blame it on our side.
Boy, I hope that doesn't happen.
I'm telling you, that's what they're going to try.
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen. Mark, thanks for the call. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said that the Republicans have lost their minds. He said they've either taken leave of their senses or their principles, talking about the 14th Amendment, which, again, guarantees citizenship to all people born or naturalized in the United States. As I said, you go back to 1868, that's when it was enacted, and it was particularly what was important to freed slaves.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
GCN.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure closure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Nooks and crannies across America. You can join the show and throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791 or send us an email, americatonight.net. Coming up in our next segment, we can count. But right now we're talking about anchor babies primarily is the thing because that's what it's about. There's been a push now from a couple of Republican senators to actually repeal the 14th Amendment. And this is a way to deny citizenship to the kids, the anchor babies, like I said, of immigrants. And so far, there are a chorus of people who support it, but there are just as many who say, whoa, wait a second, you heard what Mark in New York as a caller said. But, you know, the guy who irritates people to no end and also is kind of one of those lightning rod people for action, especially since he left CNN, is Lou Dobbs. So he's one of those guys. You either like him or you don't like him, right? But even Lou Dobbs, whose whole deal was illegal immigration, says that the idea that anchor babies somehow require changing the 14th Amendment is not right. He's saying he doesn't agree with the senators because he thinks the 14th Amendment, particularly in the due process and equal protection clauses, is so important because, you know what, and he's right. If you think about the piece of legislation, it is or lays the groundwork for the Bill of Rights being actually applied to the state. So it could be pretty dangerous if the 14th Amendment was repealed. And that's a pretty radical thing to do. There has to be another way around that. And I think part of it is just to sound the warning siren, I guess. That's why you saw that the Senate Minority Leader backtracked from a lot of the support that he was throwing out there for this, because as he sat down and talked with more people about specifically what it would mean if the entire thing, the entire 14th Amendment were repealed, what it would actually do, what it would do to the Constitution. Now, some that support it is like Senator Jeff Sessions. He says he continues to hear people explain that they think it makes no sense and that it's not as clear as it first appears, and that you have to look at repealing birthright citizenship. And what Sessions is saying is, at least let's have some hearings on this and figure out if there is a good way to do this. So perhaps if they cleared the way for hearings, things might change. Let's go to Jeff, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. What's up with you?
Well, a couple things real quick. The first thing is on the 14th Amendment you guys are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I can never see how kids of parents who are not here legally, born to these parents, can be an American citizen if the parents are not.
Because they were born in the United States, so automatically, boom, you're given citizenship according
to that. But that complicates things if the parents are here illegally and have
to
be back.
Oh, absolutely. Then there have been problems. There's been cases like that where you had really small children and you had a mother that was working somewhere in San Diego or wherever, and she was going to be deported. So what do you do in that case?
Yeah, that's one of the things I think that needs to be looked at. Because of that, well, that particular reason. And another thing, I'm sure you're aware Missouri had the big Prop C vote tonight.
Yes.
Passed by 71%.
Yes, how about that?
Yeah, sending Obama a big message, keep your hands off our health care.
Yeah. Are you kidding? That's huge. And that opens the door for, I think, other people in other states who push and use that as the issue to help, help replace some of the barnacles that are out there.
Now, they weren't voting, from what I understand, they weren't voting against the health care, just the force mandate part of the health care.
Right.
So people can still choose to go have the health care of the government, and people that don't want to won't be penalized for not doing it.
Yeah. I mean, and you're right. That was a huge story. And I think a lot, did you go out and a lot of people went out and voted?
Yeah. I barely made it out. It was 103 today.
Woo. 103. And you're right. The Missouri law wouldn't allow the government, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but from requiring people to have health insurance or from penalizing them for paying for their own health care. So that's the whole conflict with the federal requirement.
Yep, and the Missouri Health Association is already planning to sue.
Wow. Yeah, like I said, I think we're going to see this in other states, not just Missouri.
Yep, just wanted to comment about that tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad you called. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
So Missouri is he's right. Missouri is the first state to challenge any of the aspects of the law in a referendum. Now, you've had other legislators in other states that have similar measures, but they're the first one to actually go at it as far as voting. So what happened was, he said it, voters strongly approved that new law that totally boots one of the key provisions of the health care overhaul, and it's the penalizing people for paying for their own health care or requiring them to have health insurance. Remember, this was one of the things that really stuck in a lot of folks' crawl. So Tuesday's vote is, if nothing else, probably just symbolic, because federal law trumps, right, state law almost always. It might mean trouble, though, in those midterm elections. It seems like a lot of the things that we're pointing out lately, that's what it all goes back to when you think of all the House seats being up and what's at stake. Izzy is also listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy. How are you?
I'm fairly exhausted and extremely hot.
Oh, I think, you know, that's what Jeff was just saying. 103.
Yeah, and I was out banging on doors, go vote, go vote, go vote.
Good for you. You are so, when I say rebel rouser, I think I mean that in a positive way. You are active and you're involved. Good for you.
Well, pretty stupid today, given to my age and the weather, but I thought, oh, please tell these people to get out and vote.
That's right.
Anyway, 14th Amendment. When this amendment was drawn up, as we all know way back, historically, we didn't have this illegal immigration problem. So, really, it was not applicable. And how many times has this been challenged in the Supreme Court? And there have been cases where a person that was, like Native Americans, if they leave the reservation or their tribe, they do not automatically become natural citizens. Now, how can you say a person born in this country, Native American, is not automatically a citizen if they leave their tribe? Yet illegals knowingly come here and have babies, which is a criminal act, are automatically citizens. Does anybody not find a contradiction there? Because I darn sure do. And I was going through all the case laws on this.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. There are case laws that say, no, you're not an automatic citizen. There's a ton of them. Of course, there are some case laws. You know how the Supreme Court goes. It, you know, this decade it's one way, the next decade it's the other way. And I'm not one to want to mess with the United States Constitution. Mark brought up a good point. However, this needs to be defined as far as anchor babies.
Yeah.
Because according to the way you read previous case laws, which actually become law, those anchor babies should not be citizens. And the fact that their parents, the mother, knowingly gets pregnant to have an anchor baby, which, you know, oh, boo-hoo, I can't leave my baby. Well, wrong, honey. You're going back. Your child stays if that's what you want, whatever. You know, it's time we come to grips with this. And I'm a little hesitant saying change the 14th Amendment, but we have to stop the anchor baby situation.
Well, you know what, Izzy? Probably the thing, even Sessions, at first he was really pounding it like, yeah, absolutely, we're going to do this. And then he backed off a little bit. If anything, getting the conversation started, I think, is probably good. So if they have hearings on it, doesn't mean anything's being changed, but if they have hearings about it, then perhaps there's another way to not change the Constitution, but figure out a way to end that.
Well, there's going to be more Supreme Court law. And normally when the Supreme Court rules, they call it case law. I'm sure you know that.
Yeah.
And that's what generally law enforcement agencies and judicial districts go by, is case law. I mean,
mm-hmm.
How many times have you been in a courtroom where they keep citing one case law after another?
Sure.
And, you know, okay, the judge takes those into consideration and they rule. Why should we allow criminals to keep reproducing and all at once we have all of these citizens that are on welfare? I mean, the second they're pushed out, they're on welfare. And I resent that. And another caller, and I can't remember if it was Mark or just the last one,
Jeff,
about there are so many people making threats. And I suspect a lot of them are going to be good for those threats about headhunting, so to speak. That's not their word. It's mine.
Oh, I see. That was Mark. I see what you're saying, that people, the frustration level is so high that eventually that it's going to bubble over, and that's what we're going to see. You start to hear people talk about the possibility. Man, I hope we don't see that. You hear all kinds of things, possibility of something akin to a civil war or martial law, and let's hope that doesn't happen in this country. We can count coming up around the bend.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time for another edition of We Can Count here on America Tonight. We start with another poll. This poll shows that support for the president is starting to wane when it comes to the wars. In fact, I was reading this earlier today. USA Today Gallup poll says that support for Obama's management of the war fell to 36%. That's down from a whopping 48%. Now, back in February, they did this little old poll, and it was a lot higher. It was that number I just mentioned. A record 43% say it was also a mistake to go to war there after the terrorist attack in 2001, which that wouldn't be Obama's deal. That would be the previous administration. And that was just an open-ended question they had on the poll. So even Obama's handling of the war in Iraq got a record low approval despite the drawdown, because that was one of the promises on the trail. The campaign trail, after all, and there has been the drawdown of 90,000 troops, and it has been on schedule. Only 41% of the people surveyed Tuesday through Sunday approved of the way, overall, war and everything, the president is handling his job. It's his lowest rating in this particular poll since he took office in January of 2009. 9. All right, so we move from that to this story. I think this is actually pretty interesting. It's another thing I happen to come across when we're talking about polls. And there was a little snapshot that talked about the typical worker, how much time they stay in any one job, and the percentage of, you know, what they make and of wage and salary workers by years, pretty much with the same employer, went like this. 30% less than 2 years, 23% 2 to 4 years, 20% 5 to 9. Check this out. Somebody on the job 10 to 14 years, 11%, 15 or more, which that used to be the rule. You try to get in a good company, move up the ladder, get the gold watch, get the pay raise, all that kind of stuff. So 15 or more, 17%. You crunch all those numbers, and the median tenure is 4.1 years. Matt, do you think those numbers are pretty accurate? I mean, what's the longest that you've ever been at a job?
Man, how long was it? I'd say, I'm trying to think here. I don't think I've been at a job longer than probably 2.5 years.
Yeah, you fall beneath it, really, actually.
Yeah, and it's probably 2 to 3 years at the most.
I think the trend now is that most people don't stay because it's not how it used to be. That you, like I said, there was a way to kind of maneuver through and climb up the ladder, and now we see the problems with small businesses and the squeeze that's on. And almost if anything, there are people that are looking for a different kind of job, where maybe they're stringing a few things together. I don't know if it's out of necessity in some cases, and also just because they're not finding what they really want to do, but more than ever, and I think bringing up the rear with this next group of college grads, we're going to find the very same thing. All right, check this out. This is a good one for We Can Count. Gina was a 2-year-old German Shepherd that I read about. She went to Iraq. She was a trained bomb-sniffing dog with the military, doing door-to-door searches and witnessing all kinds of explosions and whatnot. And the reason of bringing up the specific dog in a story that I happened to read is now they're talking about canine PTSD. Some vets are saying the dogs are stressed by the war too, because of course they're hearing the loud noises, they're seeing the explosions and whatnot. But who was thinking about that? I mean, I hate to say it, but you're thinking about the people. And just the other day, you know, the president said, okay, so anybody who says that's what they have, somebody who's been in war, whether it's previous wars or not, we need to help them. Now you have the situation with the dogs, and according to some of the people at Peterson Air Force Base, including the kennel master, there you can see that some of the dogs that come back are terrified of everyone because there has been a definite effect on them. They have some form of PTSD. It's not just the servicemen and the servicewomen. Veterinarians are backing up. They say animals do experience it, or some kind of a version of it anyway. And so Columbia University, they're doing tests on this. They're doing tests on the dogs to see if they can prove that out, because the military defines PTSD as a condition that develops after a life-threatening trauma. And Gina, the dog that I told you about, had last been deployed 6 months in Iraq. So went in as a puppy and came out a little rougher around, or a little more skittish around the edges. And there are about 100 dogs in 12 years that have gone into situations where they're helping the guys on the front lines, whether they're helping when they kick down the doors, or whether they're part of a convoy and they're with the guys. But that's the idea, that the dog has been incredibly helpful to some of the troops, but at the same time, what's the effect on the animals? So how about that? You know, I just, like I said, knowing dogs, but realizing also what happens to them, that's a completely different thing. Not even, for some reason, not even going there, because the concern is so much on the veteran and what they've experienced. All right, this is our last one for We Can Count, and it's interesting. If you've got some extra bucks lying around, how about Barnes & Noble? Number one bookstore chain, anyway. They're up for sale. Business cannot be very good in the Barnes & Noble book industry, because so many are turning to the Kindle, and so many people are getting secondhand books or going to the library more because of the economy. But their shares soared 25% on the news that they were being sold. And an auction for Barnes & Noble could draw interest from a lot of people, including billionaire investor Ron Burkle, who said he's kind of interested in it. There's speculation about a combination with Borders. That would be the rival. So even shares in Borders went up 6% on the market. But you know, how much do you think that would be worth? What would you possibly pay for that company? And, you know, the answer is it could lead to, they're saying, if the company, which has a 20% share of the e-books market, and that could lead to sales of $3 billion to $5 billion, maybe by 2013, it could make it even that much more profitable. But what is a fair figure for BNN? And the speculation is kind of all over the map. And some financial buyers could be attracted to the potential turnaround with, like I said, the e-book and the fact that it's a very well-known company. You know, it's all about branding, and that brand, even if the book market has taken a big hit, that brand is a solid brand. So you figure someone's going to step up. So 25%, that's where the shares went on the day, just with a positive news. And finally, I wasn't going to throw this one in here, but I'm going to throw it in just for grins because we've talked about it enough. Bristol Palin and Levi Johnson, do you even care? Well, they called off their second engagement. And why? Because he told her he might have fathered a baby with another woman. So I guess that was it. The second time around wasn't going to work for Bristol Palin. Good for her. Once it left his lips, she decided it was time to move on. We're moving on, too. Hope you enjoyed this hour of America Tonight. You can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Idiot! Idiot!